Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into this episode of Paint Everywhere. I just wanted to jump on here really quick and let you know what I have been up to. I know this episode is called Paint Everywhere, and it's about painting, although I've been pretty busy with my day job as a full-time photojournalist at the Journal Sentinel. And it does say in the description, you know, I do talk about painting and photojournalism, and that is what this episode is going to be about, photojournalism. So I'm going to talk about what I've been up to, and that has been my coverage this week, this past week at the Democratic National Convention. So I'm going to go into that a little bit, and as always, I appreciate you listening. If you are listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your audio podcasts, I appreciate that. And also, if you're watching, thanks for watching on YouTube. This week's episode, I'm going to be, it's going to be a little bit visual because I'm going to be showing some photographs of my photographs that I took at the Democratic National Convention last week in Chicago. So if you are listening, listen to the podcast. You will not miss out a ton. But also jump over and watch the YouTube video too, so you can see some of those images. I'm also going to show you some of the equipment that I used while I was photographing the convention too. So, okay, with that, I will get right into it. Okay, yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind. It was a busy week. I left on Sunday, went down to Chicago. I'm in Milwaukee. I'm based in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, greatest newspaper ever. And I went down with a team of photographers. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is owned by Gannett, which is a large newspaper company, and Gannett also owns USA Today. Which is a large newspaper based out of the Washington, D.C. area. And I was part of a network of photographers and reporters. It's probably 30 combined photographers and reporters that went to Chicago to cover the convention. We went down on Sunday, and then Monday the convention started. And Monday my job was to photograph the supposed protests that were going to be going on, in case there were any. And there were. The protests kind of got... They got a little bit heated for a little while. You know, they did some marching at first, and then there was a protest that got a little bit out of control. Briefly, there was some protesters that breached a fencing area that was adjacent to the arena. They got through one of the barricades, and it was under control relatively quickly, and that was about it. So I did that on Monday, and... then after that, on Tuesday, I was inside the arena. So, let's see, I was inside the arena. So how it kind of works, I'll kind of go through, some of the logistics of how it works. As far as the photography goes, I'll go through some of the logistics and the technical aspects of it, and then I'll go into kind of my experience of it. So I use two professional DSLR cameras, and if you're listening, I'm holding one up. They're the Sony A1s. So I have one with a medium-sized lens. It's a 16 to 35. And then I have another camera that I carry with me. I carry two cameras, and one's with a long lens. So I can, you know, shoot wide angle, and I can shoot long lens. This is a 100 to 400 millimeter lens that I used as well. So I can, you know, get close-up shots of speakers and crowd shots and cloud close-up shots of reactions and things like that, which is really nice. The position that I had, we were all, the photographers that were with us, we were all positioned in certain areas, and I was positioned in the what was called the buffer, which is right up against the stage. So it was pretty awesome. I had a front row seat, basically, and so I didn't need a very long lens, and so I was positioned right against the stage. And how it worked is they were very long days. We would get to the arena around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And while the speakers and the convention didn't really start until 5:30, the reason we got there so early is because the speakers and then a lot of the entertainment warmed up before that. So we would photograph that as well. And that was really kind of cool to see, especially the entertainers, because, you know, they would come out in their street clothes, you know, Common and Pink, you know, would come out and, you know, Pink, I was in the hallway, you know, walking around, and Pink walked right by me with her daughter, Willow. And, you know, I, of course, grabbed a quick photo of her as she was walking by. And, you know, and then you see them on stage kind of just acting as their natural selves. And, you know, it's really kind of cool to see them in their natural environment and just kind of see them act, interacting with, you know, with her, especially with Pink, interacting with her daughter, which is really cool. So we get there that early, and we photographed a lot of the warm-ups and a lot of the speakers, you know, doing their sound checks. And so that's why we you know, you have to get there very, very early. And then as the night kind of warms up, then I get into my buffer position, and then I photograph the speakers as the night goes on. And, you know, it was really kind of cool. You know, I photographed the Democrat National Convention, and I also photographed the Republican National Convention, which was in Milwaukee the month before that in July. And both of them were super exciting to be a part of. I mean, I was, for the Democrat National Convention, like I said, I was in the buffer right against the stage. And for the Republican National Convention, I was in what was called the tight buffer, which I was able to be on stage for a portion of Donald Trump's speech and also J.D. Vance's speech, which is, I mean, you can't get much closer to actually being on the stage, which was really, really cool. So back to the Democrat National Convention, you know, it was just a really exciting experience. And the what made it really logistically great, how we worked, another kind of background information on how we did the photography aspect of it, is the arena, how we had it wired up was, so it was myself and four other photographers, and then we had a couple picture editors, and we had Ethernet cables, where they were actually fiber optic cables, that were, there were several of them throughout the arena, and I had one in the buffer area too. So there was a cable that I would take photographs with my camera, and I have a, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm holding up my camera and I'm showing you, but you know, everyone knows what a Ethernet input device is. I would have a cable that I would take a picture with my camera, I would tag the ones that I would like in the back of my camera, I would go and view the ones, view all my, you know, I would take several hundred photos, and I would go and as I was photographing, I would view the ones that I would like, I would tag them, and then the ones that I would tag, after I would plug my camera in to the fiber optic cable and tag them, the individual photos would go directly to the picture editors that were in another room adjacent to the arena. And then they would caption them, you know, say, Barack Obama speaks at the convention, and they would send them on to the editors that would eventually post them, and then they would either appear online or in print. So it was a really slick way of operating that I'm not really generally used to. I normally have to shoot my photos, go to a laptop, put them in the computer, crop them, tone them, edit them, and caption them, and then move them myself. So it was really kind of a fun, easy way to kind of edit things. That was very cool and very slick. And then we also have if I took a picture of somebody like an audience member or somebody that was holding a sign or something, I would go up and get their name, and I would there's a thing called voice tagging, which was really cool, that I would just say, you know, okay, what's your name, and I would do an audio file that would say, you know, Jane Smith, of a delegate from Missouri, you know, holds a sign, and that voice tag would go directly to the photo editors. They would be able to apply that caption to the photos. So it was a really neat way of working. Yeah, so it was just, you know, I had a really good time. They were super long days, but I feel super fortunate to be, you know, for both the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. I think this is a historic election, you know, come November. This is going to be, we're going to look back on this, I think, this election, when you have, you know, someone is, you know, polarizing and, you know, a lightning bolt nominee like Donald Trump. And, you know, when you have someone like Joe Biden in the race and then eventually decides to drop out, and then you have someone like Kamala Harris jump in and take over, and you have all those changes taking place, and then the swell of support for her, and just to be, I mean, literally to have a front row seat in this kind of historic election, I feel super fortunate to be able to document it, and I think it's going to go down in history. So it's been really fun, and I got back on Friday, and I did some painting a little bit on Saturday, and I'm going to get back at it. I do have I'm starting a news photography class at Marquette University here in Milwaukee. That's coming up pretty soon, so that's going to keep me busy too. So I hope to squeeze some painting in between all of that, but it's fun. So I just wanted to jump on here and give you a heads up on what I was up to, and I appreciate you listening and watching, and as always, click that subscribe button, and I hope to see you again. Thanks. Bye.